Many teachers and teachers of teachers will tell you that after passing your certification exams, graduating, and getting your teaching certificate, you're still not ready to teach.
You have the idea what's going to go on, but when you walk in, the idea is usually just blown the heck in back.
The problem is that college is theory. It's all theory.
They try to prep you for the management, but there's no class in college you can take that will really do that.
Joe Silly, Kelly Hamilton, and Adrian DeHaze are teachers at Belmont High School. Studies show that during the first 3 to 5 years, teachers do a lot of improving. That research suggests Silly and DeHaze, who have been on the job for 4 years, are just now coming into their own as teachers. These three say that they spent plenty of time in lectures about the content they would need to teach and theories of pedagogy.
I would say that one thing that I wish had happened was being in a classroom setting right from the start. You know, for me, in my program, it wasn't until you were nearing the end of the program that you were physically in an actual classroom.
This is the kind of thing you hear a lot from new teachers. 50% of them quit in the first 5 years on the job, and 40% of student teachers never wind up getting a real teaching job. Like Dan Katsikas, who now manages a poker room in Manchester. When he earned his degree in music education from UNH in 2006, he didn't student teach until the last semester of a 5-year program.
You had experiences to be out in the classroom before that, but it was, you were coming into a classroom that was someone else's, and the kids knew it was a special occasion, and you weren't in it.
This is just one reason many education reformers believe teacher prep programs need, at best, to be tweaked. Some call for a complete overhaul. But in New Hampshire, the push for reform has been pretty gentle. The state rewrote the rules for how teacher prep programs are approved. The big change?
It's up to us to use our own data to turn out stronger, more effective teachers.
That's Alana Mosley from Franklin Pierce University, the first school to pilot the new process the DOE is using to certify teacher prep programs. She says colleges are supposed to choose the data they think shows how well they're doing and then demonstrate how that data is helping to improve their programs. Franklin Pierce chose more than a dozen data points: students' GPAs, standardized test scores, evaluations done by teachers supervising student teachers, surveys of graduates and the principals who hire them. The list goes on. They're casting a wide net because they still haven't found the indicator that predicts future performance.
It would be nice if we could find, you know, that silver bullet, that aha, if we find this, then we know they'll be successful. We're not there yet.
But not everyone thinks it's necessarily a good idea to let schools pick the data they use to measure themselves.
Can I just say we'll see?
Dan Goldhaber with the Center for Education Data and Research says one danger is that all schools end up looking like they're doing pretty well.
I think that there will probably be a rubber hits the road moment when there's questions about whether all programs get recertified.
But dropping the hammer on low-performing colleges is not really the New Hampshire DOE's style. Instead, the new rules have prompted programs to make changes voluntarily. Deborah Taylor, vice president of Colby Sawyer College, says her school has decided to end its early childhood education program. She says the new state rules were part of the decision to do so.
Teacher education programs are under more and more rigorous standards. There are more and more requirements for students to meet. And so many teacher education programs are becoming 5-year programs.
And when Franklin Pierce looked at the new rules, it opted to merge its graduate and undergraduate offerings. So some changes are happening. And in contrast to the bitter tone that characterizes the teacher prep debate in Washington, here in New Hampshire, things have gone smoothly. Paige Tompkin of the state's newest program, the Upper Valley Educators Institute, says the state is basically saying, okay, here's what we want teachers to be able to do.
Programs out there figure out all different ways to get teachers there. That's a really, in my view, that's a really good policy environment, generally speaking.
Where the programs decide to take that open-ended mandate is anybody's guess. But Ginny Clifford, one of the DOE officials who worked on this reform, thinks gradually teacher prep will start to look more like med school.
I think you'll see much more immersion in the schools from the very beginning, with much more what we call really clinical time.
Right now, most New Hampshire schools require one semester of student teaching, with a few schools requiring a full year. Surveys do find most teachers feel they could have benefited from more student teaching. But Joe Silly, the newish art teacher in Belmont, worries this might not get at the real goal of improving the field. He remembers seeing other students who showed up late for class, turned in assignments late, and put in the minimal effort who still graduated.
I think colleges need to be stricter when it comes to the fact that if you're slacking, you should be kicked out of programs. Like, I know it sounds like blunt and rough, but maybe more teeth.
Whether New Hampshire's reforms will mean colleges grow these teeth remains to be seen. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.